Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast on a beautiful Monday, April 30th, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and we're sitting here together. We've worked throughout the morning preparing this message to share, and now recording into the podcast, and hopefully it will be a blessing to you. Today's message is titled Purity, and we use two scripture texts from Job 31, verse 1, and from 1 Timothy 5, verse 22.
I made a covenant with my eyes not to look lustfully at a girl. Keep yourself pure.
I recall a time we lived in New England when Brooksine had an evening appointment with her hairdresser. It is extremely rare that I would accompany her to the hairdresser, but since it was in a part of the city where shootings were frequently reported, I went with her. I felt very much out of place as I waited, so I decided I would read to make the time pass quickly. After sorting through many women's glamour-type magazines, I finally managed to find several Sports Illustrated magazines to peruse. After flipping through the only two available, I searched for another one and spotted one under a chair, so I reached over and picked it up. Esther, who was about 8 years old at the time, saw what I had done and didn't lose a second in telling me. Mommy hid it under the chair because she didn't like it. She said it wasn't a good magazine for you to read. Well, as you probably guessed, it was the swimsuit issue, a popular edition that resembles a girly magazine. Brooksine, looking back at me through the mirror, smiled as she watched me sheepishly slide it back under the chair.
Well, yesterday our pastor concluded a sermon series on living sexually pure lives with a message on resisting pornography. We were reminded once again of God's call to purity and the pernicious wiles of the enemies of our soul.
The counsel of God's Word is timeless. Our first daily text speaks of a personal covenant Job made that godly men would do well to make today. I really don't know the ways temptations came to Job. He lived during the patriarchal age some 4,000 years ago. But I sure know the way they come today, and a covenant with the eyes remains a wise practice. In Job's time, did they have anything near the equivalent of swimsuit issues or of sports magazines, Victoria's Secret catalogs, graphic billboards, or lingerie ads? Today, the internet, which I believe is such a powerful tool for ministry, is also a major, major purveyor of porn and has trapped many. Lust-inducing images abound. The true followers of Christ must know and obey God's call to purity and holiness.
Staying pure has always been a challenge. I wonder how many visually enticing ways girls were able to be seen some 4,000 years ago. But all through the Bible, we read candid reports of Bible heroes and their battles in this regard. Joseph ran, but David didn't. Samson really struggled, and Judah failed miserably.
Both daily verses enjoin us to personal responsibility. A personal covenant or a contract with the eyes is a powerful decision, and it needs to be renewed regularly, perhaps daily. The straightforward command of the Apostle Paul to keep yourself pure can easily be memorized and recalled at the time of temptation. Let us renew this commitment today and obey God. In doing so, we take a stand against the tide of moral decadence in our land.
Let's pray together. Jesus, we know that you desire the very best for your children. We also know that Satan is a thief who comes only to steal and kill and destroy. And because he masquerades his destructive schemes, millions fall victim to his enticements. You created within us a physical and emotional desire to have sexual intimacy. Knowing our inclination to sin, you clearly established and presented your laws to us that are needed to form the healthy foundation of our relationships. Help us to see these laws as our protection and enjoy your blessing upon our marital relationships. Forgive us where we have resented, ignored, or disobeyed your truths in this area of our lives. As we apply your word, would you repair shattered marriages? We will trust you to restore the joy and intimacy of the marriage covenant.
Amen. Well, it is a joy once again today to share with you. We do have additional materials on the website. We have an additional note from both Brooksine and myself, as well as some recommended additional resource materials, some books that are available for purchase, some websites that might be helpful. Even found a song today titled Guard Your Heart that I had never heard before by a local type group, I believe from North Carolina, but with a good strong message. And we also, as typical, have some pictures up today that we've taken of our lives in the last couple of days. Friends, as well as a beautiful scenery picture at the top of our website ministry today. Have a blessed day today. Continue to stay faithful. Continue to be encouraged. And let me say with today's theme, continue to stay pure.